In this series, we look at the alternative routes to qualification taken to secure a position at Clifford Chance. In this episode, I'm happy to be speaking to Daniel Madison in regards to his career. My name's Gurkiran Kaur Soha, and I'm a paralegal apprentice from the Clifford Chance Newcastle office. Thank you for being on the podcast with me, Daniel. Please, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm Daniel, and I am currently working as a supervisory paralegal on the LNDR team.
Where did you start your career?
So I originally started my career at Carillion as a paralegal apprenticeship after leaving sixth form. So I originally started there in September 2017, before the acquisition of Clifford Chance in the February of 2018. My first role involved working in the civil legal advice team, which specialises in housing and debt support. During my apprenticeship with Silex, I also gained experience across several different practice areas before officially joining the litigation and dispute resolution team in September 2019, when I successfully passed the course and qualified as a paralegal. In August 2022, I was promoted to an LMDR supervisory paralegal, and that includes responsibilities such as leading projects and overseeing teams of paralegals.
What made you take a chance and do an apprenticeship at CC?
Yeah, so the subject of law has always been an interest of mine. It's something that I've studied at GCSE in both A-levels. So after leaving sixth form, the university route was less appealing to me. I was kind of determined to expand my knowledge in real-life situations whilst also developing my academic skills. Therefore, I just thought the apprenticeship route was kind of the perfect opportunity to learn on the job. And it really is a decision that I've never really looked back on. Working in the legal sector does have its challenges every day, but it is a great opportunity to be in an environment that is also very interesting.
What are some of the biggest lessons you've had to learn in your role so far?
The biggest one I would say is just don't be afraid to ask questions, because joining straight from sixth form, I was quite young. And it was quite daunting to come straight into a working environment for the first time, especially at a law firm. But the thing I would say is just use all the resources available that you've got, particularly the level of knowledge that the team members and colleagues here have. Also, the importance of communication. So the job at times, it can be very fast paced and demanding. So just keeping others updated and working well in the team is very key to succeeding in the legal sector.
Why would you encourage someone to apply for the paralegal apprenticeship at CC?
I would say the main thing was just the high level of support that was given to me. So I know Claire, who leads the apprenticeship scheme now, I know she's fantastic to work with. Also the colleagues that you're working with as well. So you've got a lot of experience from people who have done the apprenticeship who are willing to give you a hand throughout it as well. And also just as when you are an apprentice, you are carrying out the same tasks that you would be doing as a paralegal. So you're doing work for lawyers, you're involved in live matters, and these type of things have huge impacts on clients. You're not actually secluded as an apprentice. You're given the same level of opportunity to grow as a paralegal, which I think makes the transition when you do qualify like a very natural step. When you are doing the apprenticeship as well, you're kind of given the chance to do work across every different practice area. So when it does come to qualifying, you are given that kind of decision as to where you want to go. And I know from experience that if you do decide you want to be on a particular team that you feel fits to you, then they will take that into account and they'll try and get you in that team as much as they can.
How do you deal with mistakes?
So I think it's just reminding yourself that mistakes do happen. And I think nobody at Clifford Chance will begrudge you for making them. I think the main thing is just remind yourself that when you do make mistakes and when you are given feedback, it's not always negative, even if it's not what you are maybe expecting. So at Clifford Chance, we have a quite extensive QC process, which includes a scoring system. And at times it can be quite disheartening if you haven't performed to your usual level and you're given a low score. However, feedback's only provided for your own benefit. And I think as long as you make notes and action accordingly going forward to improve, there will be no issues with making mistakes.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
So I would just say to grasp every opportunity and try and be a little bit more confident when I first joined. So there are a lot of chances to progress at Clifford Chance, and I think if you're able to apply yourself and you're willing to learn, then there's no limits on like where you can go. For example, personally to me, I've always wanted to become a solicitor. But I knew obviously I needed to do a law degree, and not going down the university route when I initially left sixth form, I kind of thought that chance was gone. But I'm actually currently doing a law degree at the Open University, and it's something that I've spoken to the firm about and actually managed to get sponsorship for. So the firm have actually agreed a sum of money towards my study fees, which obviously shows how willing they are for their own employees to grow and how much they'll back you if you apply yourself.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast, Daniel.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
It's been nice to hear from you. Thank you for listening to the Take a Chance podcast with Daniel Madison.